It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into hour number two of the Tuesday get-together. Gwen and Chris on 97.3. The Fan, we are San Diego's number one sports talk station. We're glad you're with us, home of the Padres. And tonight, the Padres' arch enemies, the Dodgers, can wrap up their eighth World Series championship. It would be the seventh since they moved to Los Angeles in 1958. So the L.A. Dodgers have only existed 11 years longer than the San Diego Padres. But they are about to win their seventh World Series title. That's annoying for us.
Mm-hmm. And, super annoying.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they kept talking last night about the parade that they didn't get to have in 2020 and that they'll finally get to have a parade. They what about us? Yet. When are we going to finally get our parade?
They haven't won yet.
They're on their way.
On the cusp.
So they're talking about parades already? There this is what I was talking about.
Not the Dodgers, the broadcasters, and that's fine.
Give me the
really,
percentage.
You think a Dodger went on record last night and said, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the parade.
He actually does, because remember, he said they were overconfident by the way they were warming up yesterday's
Listen
game.
Listen to anything he says.
Today,
no, cheering.
Excuse me, yeah, the way they were cheering yesterday. So now, you know, it makes sense that he then thinks they're
already
talking.
I saw no celebration after last night's game of any kind. None, except in your mind, Scraby. Football fans, listen up. Scraby, listen up. You may need that extra edge because you're playing me this week.
Go get slapped this week.
You need to cash the ticket. Numbers, angles, and more. The podcast for football junkies. New episodes Thursdays and Fridays. Mike Valenti, Jim Costa are breaking down the biggest matchups and finding the best value on the board every single week. Cash the ticket. The podcast to help you bet smarter on both pro and college games. Follow Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Scraby, a little bad news for you today.
Very bad news.
Your starting wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, is out for the season.
Actually, I'm just going to drop him right now.
Going to need to find a replacement there. Although, I'm not really...
You got Ayuked like I did.
Not really having a trouble with that, because I wasn't looking forward to facing Stephon Diggs. Now I don't have to.
Yeah, short week, too.
Short week for Stephon Diggs, but who else? Dodgers, Yankees tonight. Bullpen for the Dodgers. Ben Kasparius will be first up. Luis Gil, and I did look it up. It is Gil, pitching for the Yankees tonight. I will say one thing about Luis Gil. He has to be a tough guy. He's got a tattoo on his throat. That just looks painful. I'm just
Sounds
saying.
Painful.
Well, he's got one there.
Luis Gil probably gives them their best chance to win.
15-7 this year. Yeah. Good season, 3.50 ERA.
Ooh, you know who I'm going to start instead of Stephon Diggs?
No one cares.
I'm going to start Buffalo Bills
care.
Wide receiver Khalil Shakir against Chris's Dolphins just for the extra stab.
Oh, then he'd have to watch, if that guy has some success, he'd have to watch him do it against his team. I like, that was kind of a savagery move right there.
Whatever.
Scored 164 points last week. So
do whatever you got to do, Scrape.
In our league?
Yep. Lori scored 169.
Big week for Matt and Lori.
Do whatever you got to do next week, Scrape. Is what matters, how many points you score.
You're right.
because what you scored this week will not be applied to next week's score.
Thanks for that.
Well, I'm just saying, well, why are you telling me what you scored this past week?
Yeah.
Just so I can flex the muscles of my how my team is in prime form.
Some other NFL news today. The Colts either benched or punished quarterback Anthony Richardson.
It feels a little bit like a punishment.
Feels like a punishment. They say they're benching him. They feel Joe Flacco currently gives them a better chance to win. Of course, Richardson did ask to come out of the game Sunday against the Texans for one play. Colts coach Shane Steichen said he's evaluating the team's quarterback situation on Monday, said that Richardson's request to come out of the game would not be a factor. Most of us don't believe Shane Steichen.
It doesn't feel like that. It feels like it was a factor.
So, Colts are changing quarterbacks. Ravens have traded for Panthers wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
It's a good move for them.
It is.
Not a bad move for the Ravens, who keep piling up receivers. And I just mentioned Stephon Diggs out for the season, torn ACL. When did that happen? I didn't even hear about
it. It was a non-contact injury at some point.
It was in early
second half?
Yeah, early second half.
But he like made a cut or something, and you could see his knee give out.
Too bad. All right, I just thought he was scared and didn't want to play against me.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he was concerned about that. All right, let's get to some winners, losers, results, picks, Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Everybody gamble responsibly. Tony has pork rinds in here, and he gave me one, and it looked like a bug, and he doesn't think it looks like a bug, but it looks like a bug.
You have a problem with my crackers? You have no problems with pork rinds?
No, that's I said to Tony, I find it very strange that you're eating pork rinds in a radio studio, so...
What do you like? Honestly, let's do like let's do a 5-minute show one day where
like
you list
anything.
Everything you like.
Well, I do think it's professional courtesy to not eat chips during a radio show. So, both of you
who
are
cares
in.
About your professional courtesy? Clearly, me and Chris don't.
How is eating broccoli? How is eating broccoli courteous?
Yeah, we usually.
Why is that any more courteous?
Because I'm not eating it during the show.
No, you don't.
You crack that.
You don't eat during the show ever.
Ever.
I didn't
during
say that.
Commercial breaks.
I said broccoli. You brought up broccoli, and then you're like, ever? Ever?
But my point is you're saying that chips are discourteous, but how are broccoli courteous?
Oh, because it doesn't stick in your teeth and make weird...
Broccoli doesn't stick in your teeth?
Maybe just makes up stuff as he
goes. No, the entire chat is probably thanking me for this right now, because they complain about Chris's eating on air all the time, and I never say anything. Why are we in such a bad mood today, guys? It feels like there's some weird energy in this room.
There's no weird energy. You made a comment, and I was just responding, and it turned into this, young man.
Katrina said, hey, you guys plan the SD Parade after Game 2. And I said, no, I plan the San Diego Padres Parade after they won Game 2. So that would be my fault. I should not have planned a parade.
Did you plan a parade after?
I did, and Chris said he would be your driver.
Oh, I was here for that. I remember that.
But I'm not blaming Chris for that. We were all in parade mode.
And what brought that up?
Because we were talking about the Dodgers planning their own parade.
Oh yeah.
So
I wonder why we never finish segments on time.
I've never seen Chris look more miserable in my life over there. Never seen it. The reason we don't make segments on time is because we waste the first 6 minutes with a bunch of.
Listen,
nonsense.
You're driving right now, so.
All right, Daily Gambit. We have our survivor pool that is still alive. We have a belt on the line. 8 people are left, or were left. Now there's only 5.
Oh.
We lost 3. Those 3 picked? The Ravens over the Browns.
I bet they felt so good about that Ravens pick. They had stalled out until week 8.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, oh, this is the perfect time to use them.
The other one, 3 were the Lions to beat the Titans, and then 2 for the Broncos over the Panthers. So there's 5 left, Poole, and this is what things get real, because you've probably already picked the good teams at this point.
Good luck to the remaining 5. It's good.
And it just goes to show you, picking good teams guarantees you nothing. Because 3 right. teams went out.
Yeah, and I went out in week 1 after picking the Bengals. Yankees minus 1.5 over the against the Dodgers last night. Chris chose the Dodgers on the run line. Tony and I chose the Yankees. Both of us were wrong. Dodgers won 4-2. Bueller versus Schmidt. How many innings pitched, or who had more innings pitched? Schmidt or Chris chose Schmidt. I chose Bueller. Tony chose Bueller. Bueller had the most innings pitched.
Last Bueller? Night,
Bueller. Steelers and Giants over-under total points of 36.5. Chris went under. Tony and I went over. It was 44 points, although it looked like it was going to go way under for a lot of that game.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. It went over.
Okay. Who had more passing yards? Daniel That's Jones that. Or Russell Wilson? You guys chose Russell Wilson. I chose Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes had 264. Russell Wilson had 278. So
Russ,
he wins that one.
Let Russ cook.
Now here's where the spread is our friend. Phoenix
yes,
Suns minus 4.5 over the Lakers last night. All of us chose the Lakers. Suns won the game, but they did not win by 5. They won by 4, 109-105.
Anybody notice how it's 1 hour and 11 minutes into the show today and we hadn't yet mentioned the Lakers, whereas yesterday we plugged them in about
Very
4 minutes
point.
Into the show.
Very good
for,
point.
For the record, I plugged them in 4
yes,
minutes into the show and we had what?
I think we
no
need to
need
bring
to plug
up
them
the,
in 4
we don't
minutes
plug them in when
after
they lose.
They've lost.
All right.
I think
enough.
We need to start bringing up losses first thing of the show.
That's fine.
Just to get it out of the way.
I know how much you won't do that cuz you would hate to bring up basketball in the first segment.
You know me too well.
So I'm pretty good there. It'd have to be Chris that brings it up.
Celtics minus 9.5 over the Bucks. We all chose the Bucks. Celtics ended up winning by 11 points, 119-108.
It was close the whole game.
Barely
too.
Got over.
Now, yeah. Chris's Bulls, I think, were picked to win like 12 games this year, or like 20 games.
Not many.
But
they
hey,
got another victory.
They are doing some good things. The over-under in the game against Memphis last night was 233. All of us went over, and it was over 249, and the Bulls won the game. So
I
good
saw
stuff.
That.
They were down 20 points early.
Rallied Toronto, back. Maple Leafs yes. at the Winnipeg Jets.
You know you got in trouble for that.
I did.
So
I got, keep doing got it. Talking to.
Okay.
Chris chose Toronto, and Tony and I chose Winnipeg. Toronto won 6-4, so they win the bet.
Come on, wait a
So there it is.
All right, so here's how it turned out last night. There was an empty net goal, by the way, that put them
that
ahead
put
by like 2 goals.
Come on.
Yeah, that was the killer in that one. All right, Tony and I went 5-3. Scraby went 4-4. So we take the early lead.
Dang it.
This week. Here we go for today. Same spread. Yankees 1.5 over the Dodgers. Last night, you guys both thought the Yankees had to win. They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What about tonight? Scraby, you're first.
I'm going to choose the Yankees.
Try the Yankees again.
Yep.
21 out of 24 teams up 3-0 have swept the World Series.
That's
hard to go against those odds.
It is. It's very hard to go against those odds.
89%. I'll take the Yankees, though, because I just can't stand you right if the Dodgers sweep. Tony?
Yeah, Dodgers clean this up tonight.
Dodgers, okay. Luis Gil, 3.5 strikeouts, over or under. He better stay around long enough to get 4. I'll say over. Tony?
Mr. Heel.
Mr. Heel.
Under.
Under. Scraby?
I'm going to go over.
Over. Freddie Freeman, 1.5. Runs, hits, plus RBIs. Guy's been ridiculous. Tony, you're first. Does he do it again tonight?
Yes.
Over.
He goes ahead and puts the World Series MVP crown on.
I think he's already got it. Even he could go for 5 tonight. I think he's going to win that. Scraby, 1.5. An RBI single would give him 2.
Bet with my head and not my heart. Over.
Over. It's hard to believe he'd be under. I'll say over also. College football, our buddy Sam Houston State, minus 10.
Sam
Louisiana
Houston,
Tech.
Again, huh?
They play every Tuesday night, so it's the only game in town. I should probably try to look up some standings.
We bet on these teams separately last week, I think.
I think they didn't play each other last week.
Yeah, but
they're playing each other this week. Sam Houston State, the Bearcats, are 6-2. La Tech is 3-4. Sam Houston favored by 10 at home. Scraby.
Ooh. I'm going to go La Tech.
La Tech. Keep it close. Sam Houston in a runaway, I say. Tony?
Sam Houston in a runaway.
Good old Sam. Timberwolves, 5 points over the Mavs tonight. Rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals. This one's in Minnesota. I like Minnesota always. I'll take them. Get a little revenge. Giving 5. Tony?
Give me the Mavs. Luka? Give me the Mavs.
Luka.
Klay Thompson, baby.
Oh, yeah, Klay Thompson. Yeah, I get him, too. Scraby. Tough.
T-Wolves.
The T-Wolves.
See, this is a...
L.A. Kings, -1.5 at the Sharkies. They just played in L.A. over the weekend, and the Kings won by only one.
I don't know why every time I hear Sharkies, I just want to laugh.
I do, too.
Because they play like the Sharkies right now. I'm going to go with the Sharkies.
No, it's not your turn, but go ahead. San Jose. Tony.
Sharkies.
The Sharkies still winless?
No, give me the Kings.
Let me see if they're still winless, the Sharkies.
Kings.
Did they finally win a game? Oh, they did. They're 1-7-2. Sharks are on a roll.
Good for them.
What'd you say, Tony? Kings?
King me.
Kings. I'll take the Kings also. Sharkies can't beat the spread 2 times in a row. Okay. See how we do tomorrow's show. That's it for the Daily Gambit. Let's check traffic. More Gwen and Chris heading your direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
22 on the clock this hour on 97.3. The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings and try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat. Or, for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce for a rich blend of spicy and tangy pepper sauce. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Yeah, 323 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. I want to read for you a quote. This comes from one of my least favorite coaches in all of sports.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy company.
I don't know who this is. Do you know who this is, Chris?
Yes, I do. Oh. But, I mean, you know, whenever you're challenging Nick Saban and people like that, it's impressive.
Oh, wait. Dan Lanning.
No.
Dan Lanning.
Dan Lanning's up there, too.
Oh, okay.
He's up there, too. similar colors. I'll say that. The biggest thing that we rob people of, from an entertainment standpoint, is you can't fight anymore. I wish you could bring back fighting. How come in baseball they're allowed to clear benches? That is a quote from head coach Joe Mazzulla.
He wants, players to leave the bench in the NBA and have haymakers and stuff?
He wants fights in the NBA. Now, and I say this because out of all of the sports, some of the most brutal fights that have taken place in sports.
Basketball, those guys swing hard.
Come and the basketball.
And you know why? Football, they're wearing some pads. Right. Hockey, they're wearing plenty of pads. Baseball, they don't really punch anybody.
There's too many. There's not very much opportunity for one-on-one.
Nobody's got enough room to really swing.
Now,
in the NBA, Patrick Ewing fires one at 7'2", 290, and lands. Well, that Hoyts.
Tom, what was it? Kurt, gosh, what was it? Tom
Thibodeau?
Tom Johnovich.
Tom Johnovich.
Oh, no, that was Kermit Washington. But no, that's an all-time moment.
I mean, that punch ended his career, basically.
Yes, it did. If you've never seen that punch, you can find Kermit Washington, Rudy Tomjanovich. I'm sure
Tomjanovich,
see it.
Right?
Yeah, it's Tomjanovich, T-O-M.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
Rudy Tomjanovich. He played with the Rockets. It's back in the 70s, but Kermit Washington.
Head coach for the Lakers for a quick bit.
Yeah, Tomjanovich won two NBA titles as the head coach of Houston in the 90s, well after his playing days were over. His playing days were ended when Kermit Washington got into it with another player on the Rockets. They were pushing and shoving at center court. Tomjanovich came up from behind and tried to break up the fight. And as he was running towards Kermit Washington saw him out of the corner of his eye
and just
turned around and just swung.
Yeah.
And it's the all-time layout. I mean, Tomjanovich, his face was rearranged for the rest of his life on that punch. There's books about it. I don't know that they ever made a movie about it, but there's a whole book that was written about that one incident, and it changed everybody's life.
Yep.
But, NBA, there's some damage can be done. So I think Joe Mazzulla ought to just keep it quiet.
He's always trying to find the most profound thing to say.
That's not profound.
It's just stupid.
It's stupid.
You don't need fights in basketball. Like, all right, football, you got pads. Hockey, you got pads. It's part of the thing. We don't need any real fights, huh?
I'm watching this right now, and the punch is massive.
Yeah,
but
it's devastating.
The one thing I don't like now, if that happened, everybody would be going at it after that guy. No one goes after the guy. They just all stare at him.
Wait a second. Did you look to Kermit Washington? He's about 6'10", right. Built of iron.
No, but so are these guys.
Not like that. Not that time.
Not in those days.
He's one of the bigger dudes on the court.
What was the date on that? Does it say? 75?
Let me see. 77. December 9th, 77.
Yeah. It was quite... Yeah, take a look at it if you've never seen it, but, wince a little bit because it's a hard punch.
Yeah, it's tough. It's actually tough to watch.
It is.
Going through some of the stories, I saw Scraby had one on here about a Padre executive drops out of White Sox manager search.
I was like, which executive is going? So I had to click.
And it looks like it was AJ Ellis, former Dodger, now been in Padres organization for a very long time. He sounded like he interviewed. AJ would be a good manager. I don't know if he wants that manager job. So that's
AJ Ellis, not AJ.
Yeah, no, not AJ. AJ Ellis, yes.
Yeah.
Don't know that he want that job right off. It doesn't seem like a great job to have as your first one, but, maybe they're changing things up over there in Chicago.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that job. What kind of manager is the right manager for that job? Because if I'm a manager of that team, don't you think you would ask for, hey, can I at least be here for three seasons before you fire me? Because we're doing a complete rebuild.
I mean, prior to Sizemore getting the job after they fired I think he was only there for 2.5 years, right?
Grady Sizemore?
Yeah. Who was the
White Sox manager?
White Sox manager
before that?
La Russa.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was some guy I've never heard of, and we will never hear of him again.
I mean, he wasn't there 3 years.
I should know this guy's
White
name.
Sox manager to beginning of last year. Yeah, he was...
Pedro Grifol.
There you go, yes. Grifol. Yeah.
He was there, what, two and some change?
Yeah.
So he didn't even get the full 3 years.
But they thought as soon as maybe 2 years ago, right? That they weren't as going to be as bad as they. I feel like we were talking about them to be a World Series contender here.
That was probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Who's that? White Sox?
White Sox.
I know. They went downhill quick.
Quickly.
Yeah. Not as quick as Rudy T fell on the punch. I bring it up one last time because I looked up the book. It's by the great writer John Feinstein, and it's called The Punch. And it's One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever. And that's not hyperbole.
No, it's not.
It did. It changed the sport. It changed sports forever. I mean, this punch was... Well, you just saw it, Scrape, so... It's devastating.
There's some boxing and UFC matches that don't have cleaner punches land than that.
I mean, Rudy T wasn't defending himself.
And he wasn't defending himself.
He was just running into the fray to try and break it up. And Washington, like I said, catches him out of the corner and just turns everything into it. So,
yeah. All right, let's
step away. It's kind of a strange thing for Missoula to say.
But he says strange things all the time. I'm pretty sure, like, by this year's end, somebody will have put together a list of Missoula quotes. Missoula-isms, if you
Missoula-isms.
Will.
Missoula-isms. There we go.
And because they are. All right, let's step away, take a break. When we return, the butt-whipping commences. Chris's fantabulous sports game show next.
All right, a little after 3:30. Time for the revelry to end. Time to get serious now. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show is coming up in just a second. We've been giving you some NFL injury updates. A couple of good news for a couple of players. DK Metcalf might return this weekend for Seattle. He's been out with a MCL sprain. And quarterback Derek Carr could be back for the Saints. You remember the Saints started with 2 wins, blew out the Cowboys? Everyone was getting on the New Orleans.
They had a healthy Derek Carr at the time.
0-6 since then for the Saints. They might get Derek Carr back this weekend. We will check traffic, and then we'll get into today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You can play along.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Viejas Casino and Resort. Got a few problems starting us off. Hit and run crash reported on westbound King Freeway near College Grove. It's now over to the right shoulder. Also traveling on northbound 125 past Spring Street. There's a collision that's been moved over to the right shoulder. And crash on southbound 805 right around La Jolla Village Drive. Everything is now in the center divide. Viejas Casino and Resort is home to the best players club in MyViejas. Start earning points toward incredible rewards like free gifts, concert tickets, hotel stays, dining discounts, and more. It's time to ditch the other guys and join the best of MyViejas Players Club. Viejas Casino and Resort. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
I am the host of the show. Tony Gwynn is the champion this week. Matt Scraby is the challenger. And Tony got his title back last week. We usually go sports category, but not today, guys.
Change of pace.
You can play along out there, and I'll give you the category in just a moment. These guys will go back and forth, naming what they hope are correct responses. And if they miss one, they get a strike. 3 strikes and you're out. Although, when you hear the category, we may be able to alter the rules a little bit. You guys decide. There are going to be 20 correct answers today. So first person to 11. But I'm not sure you'll get there. Without 3 strikes. So here's the category.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the category.
Seems a little scary now.
Yeah, here's the category. Top 20 most populated United States cities.
Oh!
According to the U.S. Census Bureau for 2023 into 2024. Of the 20 cities, 11 of them have Major League Baseball teams. Hmm. 13 of them have NFL teams. 13 of them have NBA teams. 9 of them have NHL teams. Six of the cities have all four sports. Those are the only clues I can give you. Scraby, your choice. Would you like to go first?
What did you say? Give me those. Give me that again.
Okay. 11 of these cities have MLB teams. 13 have NFL teams. 13 have NBA teams. 9 have NHL teams. And 6 cities have all four sports.
So 11, 13, 13, 9, and yes. 6 has all.
6 has all of them. So that, man, I don't know if that helps you at all, but they're obviously big cities, the top 20 most populated United States cities, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Scraby, would you like to go first, or would you like to pass today?
No, I'd like to go first.
You'd like to go first? All right, give me the first one.
New York City.
New York City, number one. It is unbelievable how many people live in New York
11
City.
11 million?
8.2 million.
That's a lot of people.
It's more than twice as many as any other city in this country.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Very good, Scraby. You're on the board.
Thank you.
Tony? Well, I'm sure you would.
Better you just than, want to stay mum the entire
better
time?
Better than getting it wrong.
We'll go L.A.
L.A., second place, 3.8 million. So that's the difference. 8.2 New York, 3.8 L.A.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is. All right, Scraby, 1-1 with obviously 18 answers remaining.
Let's go with Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dallas,
you
Texas.
You can't have two?
No, you can't. Dallas, Texas is its own.
Oh, gosh.
That is correct, Scraby.
Oh, thank
they're in ninth place.
Baby Jesus.
1.3 million for Dallas.
That's it?
Yep. Scraby leads 2-1. Tony.
Chi-Town.
Chi-Town is third with 2.6 million. Tied at 2. So it's New York, LA, Chicago are the top three. And you guys also have got number 9, Dallas, Texas.
How many mil in Chicago?
2.6. Dallas is ninth, and they're the last one that has over a million.
Really?
Yes, there's 9 cities in this country that have
that
over a million.
Crazy.
And Dallas is the ninth. Anyway, Scraby, you're up.
Denver.
Denver, Colorado is 19th. Barely made it.
It has all four sports.
And they do have all four sports. That was good thinking by you. Denver's correct. 19th. Barely on the list, but on the list indeed. 3-2, Scraby. Tony's turn.
Give me the population one more time.
The population of
Denver.
I didn't write after the 1.3 million. I stopped writing. Yeah, I stopped writing after Dallas.
How about San Diego?
San Diego. Yeah, we're eighth.
Dang it!
We're eighth with 1.388 million. Now that's in the city of San Diego.
Yeah,
of course,
the
county is a different story. But this is city limits.
1.388
for us. We're just ahead of Dallas at the moment. All right, you guys are tied at 3. And Scraby's up. No strikes yet. Good job, guys.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Philly.
Philly's number 6. 1.5 million. So Scraby's doing okay. He's ahead 4-3. Tony. Tony's getting a little nerve-wracked here early in the game. Will that come into play?
How about Seattle?
Seattle, Washington. Correct. 18th.
Ooh.
Sliding in just ahead of Denver, Colorado, is Seattle, Washington. They're one of the 9 NHL teams. They also have a baseball and a football, too.
Oh, I got another good one.
All right. We're 4-4, and we got 12 answers correct. Left, I'm sorry. How you doing out there? Keep guessing along.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Okay.
I like this.
Scraby, you're up.
These cities are going to get weird.
They're going to get tougher, but I mean, they're big cities.
Yeah, they are.
Big cities,
dog.
They have to be. They wouldn't be there.
I'm thinking big radio markets.
All right, go ahead.
Well, see if that works for you.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. 1.6 million. Phoenix has moved into 5th.
Dang.
They've been passing cities quickly. A lot of people move into Phoenix for some really godly reason.
Do they know it's hot?
Like living in an oven.
Yeah.
The traffic there, I got to say, when we were there for spring training, is bad.
Snarled.
Yeah, it's bad.
5-4, Scraby. No strikes yet. Tony. Still got number 4 left, number 7, number 10. And then everything else is in the second 10, so it's getting a little more difficult here.
How about Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio. Wow, Tony Gwynn Jr. 14th on the list.
That's incredible.
Yes, they sir. Have a hockey team.
They
yes,
do.
Sir.
They do. Here's one thing I'll now tell you with the score tied at 5. There are 10 correct answers remaining. 8 of the 10 have at least one sports team of the major sports.
So there's two that
there's
don't,
two
even have
that
one.
Don't have any
interesting
sports teams.
I got one in my head already.
All right. Scraby with a 5-5 tie and no strikes. We're halfway home. You're up.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, a little lower than you might expect. 17th.
Okay, I was worried.
But they made it. San Francisco made it. 17th. They do have... I gave them credit for an NFL team just to make you mad.
You shouldn't.
Just to make
they
you mad.
They don't have an NFL team. Santa Clara does. So for all you people out there.
Just to make you mad, I gave them credit.
You know what? I was actually angry during Sunday Night Football when they started showing Pier 39. I'm like,
that's nowhere near the stadium.
I was going to say, are they going to tell people it's 40 miles north?
Yeah. That's like showing a shot mind. Of Orange County and saying, here's the San Diego Petco Park.
That's true.
Yeah, it's that far away. All right, Scraby's up 6-5. We got 9 remaining. How many out there do you have?
Tony needs one here with
no strikes.
How about Charlotte?
Charlotte, North Carolina. Tony's coming up with them out of the woodwork. 15th. Correct. Charlotte.
Wow.
Scores for Tony. Charlotte has football and basketball. The Carolina hockey team is in Raleigh. But that's neither here nor there. It ties it at 6. There are only 8 correct answers remaining. 6 of the cities have pro sports in the major sports. 2 do not. We still have number 4, number 7, number 10 remaining. And then several others in the second 10. Scraby.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Miami, Florida.
Yes, correct. Not Ohio.
He was Ohio.
Not
he
Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, you want Ohio?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Miami did not make the list.
Yowza!
Oh, no.
It'll be the first strike of the game.
How does this always happen to me?
Yeah. No, Miami's not.
Tony's like, Montpelier, Vermont, number 2! Seems how that works all the time.
It does seem to work that way.
Ah, yes.
I probably should get the list in front of me so I can tell you where Miami ranked. But they didn't make the top 20. Miami is actually
gave the whole song and everything. And
yeah,
still
they're quite a ways down there. 42nd. Miami, almost. Florida.
42nd. Yeah. Almost got there.
All right, Tony can take his first lead of the day here.
How do they support all those sports teams if they're 42nd?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the surrounding area that's not
about
Miami. Probably.
Should be the metro areas.
Yeah.
How about Austin?
Oh.
Austin, Texas does not have a pro sports team.
But it's might be one of those two.
It's number 11 overall. Austin, Texas is on the list.
That is very
the 11th most populated city in the country.
Do you have a count on
that one?
Oh,
979,000.
So there's only one?
Now there's one city left that doesn't have any pro sports of the major 4 sports.
Good luck, Scrape.
The other 6 remaining all have one. Still looking for the 4th largest city in terms of population. Neither of you named that. Or 7th. Or 10th. And then you're down the road here. There's, 3 or 4 more. Scraby needs one here. He's got a strike.
I'm really struggling.
There are 7 correct answers remaining here.
All right, I'm just going to go with one on my list. Boston.
Boston.
Boston. It's not on the list.
You would think for sure Boston. 653,000 ranks 25th.
Oh!
I hate this game.
Oh!
I really do. You hate it. That's totally tough because Boston's a big city under most circumstances.
Tony's about to yell out Lake Placid. It just seems how it works.
Well, Poway's got some people, Tony. I mean,
Poway's got some people.
They got
some people.
Yeah.
We're going to slide back to Cali on this one.
Go back to California. All right. What do you
How
got?
How about San Jose?
Yeah, San Jose, 13th most. Tony's unreal. He's really good at this. That is correct, Tony. San Jose has 969,000, down from 1.1 in 2020. So they've lost a few people, but still good enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 6. Six correct answers left. Scraby, I don't really want to give you hints, but one city's number four.
Don't give them any hints.
They got a lot of teams. Number seven's got teams.
Just great, everybody.
10 is open. 12 is the one that doesn't have anybody. 16 and 20. That's who you need. You need one of those, Scrape,
really
to stay in the game.
Anymore.
I know you don't. I know.
He's giving up everybody.
What about? Phoning it in.
He's giving up the ghost.
Yeah, Tony not only defeats you, he takes your heart away from you.
Crushing his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is amazing to me how Tony is able to win all of these when we know you on a day-to-day basis. You can't remember. You'll never get over it.
This is stuff that's in like embedded in my head. Water bottle, you know, I'm just carrying it. It's just kind of.
He came up with Austin, Charlotte.
I'll give him Austin, and Columbus was really good.
Okay,
so this is the luxury I have of traveling around the United States.
He does do some traveling. That's true. All right, Scraby, I think you've delayed long enough here for your next guess.
What about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
I don't even care anymore. I just want this game to end.
660,000.
A little short.
A little shy.
A little
24. That puts an end to this game.
You know what to do, son.
Tony wins 8-6.
You know what to do, Scraby.
Let's hear it.
Come on.
Let's hear it.
Come on.
Let's hear it. Fans want to hear it.
I'm trying to find
Everybody wants to hear it.
You should have it handy. You know the game's going to be played.
The outcome is going to be.
Just in case you win, you ought to have it handy.
Right. Oh, he's going to take his time on this.
By the way, I'll see how many more you get. Number four has...
is it Houston?
Yeah, number four is Houston.
Oh, my goodness. What a dummy.
Number seven only has an NBA team.
Portland?
Nope.
No, is it on the list, though?
Nope.
Thank God I didn't say it. Detroit?
Detroit didn't make it either. Not a bad guess.
D.C.?
D.C., no.
Boy, Minneapolis?
Nope.
Cleveland?
You would have been out three times.
Nope. Not Cleveland
Cincinnati?
Either.
Cincinnati?
Nope.
Nashville?
Nope.
Jeez.
Nashville's 21st. You were closer. Here are the ones you did not name. Number four, Houston with $2.3 million. Number seven, San Antonio, Texas.
Ah, oh, my gosh. $1.4 million.
Number 10, Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, I did not.
I couldn't think of the Florida place. I kept coming to Orlando, but I knew that wouldn't happen.
Number 16, Indianapolis, Indiana.
I just didn't think it was big enough. I thought about it.
And number 20... OKC,
Oklahoma City.
So you guys got 15
of the
20.
Another place
I've been. There you go.
I've driven through OKC. It's a nice town, actually.
And just so if everybody wants to, you know, argue or make case for it, it's according to the U.S. Census, and this is
why. Well, I hate the U.S. Census, Chris.
I know you do. I know you do, Scrave. You lost again.
Next time a census person comes to me,
again.
I'm going to be like, you did me no good in the last Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Because this will be the last time we ever play this game, so...
Why is that?
I'd like to have a dollar for every time you've said that.
It was perfectly fun.
It's not fun.
It's fun. It was,
fans love to see you go down.
It was a non-sports related thing, and, you know...
I got another crazy category, but I honestly think it's just a little too crazy.
I think you should bring it to us.
But I think Scraby would like it. That's the problem. I want to make it interesting for the people listening as well as for you guys. So that's why I'm not ready to put that one in yet.
I like just beating on him, so however that can happen, I'm all for it.
I'm trying to stay calm because the chat is telling me that they're waiting for me to explode.
They want to see some reaction?
Well,
reaction.
If you want to see him explode, encourage him to keep playing. That's your best bet.
I just hate when I
You actually
ones.
Were not, you know, you didn't
Don't
throw anything
you
today.
Were, you, were hang, you were hanging in pretty good there.
You didn't throw
I
anything.
Have won.
That was
no,
good.
You shouldn't have won.
I would have given
oh, you know
myself
what?
A
You shouldn't have won.
I was there was one bet. City I did not name that you guys didn't name. I'm sorry. I want to make it everything right. The other city that doesn't have any teams is number 12, and you mentioned it. That's why I got you off of it. Fort Worth, Texas is its own city and ranked 12th.
Yeah, you had two of them. You said Dallas.
Yeah, you said Dallas, Fort Worth area. And that's why I immediately said, no, Dallas stands alone.
That was a two-pointer then.
No. It wasn't a two-pointer.
No. Nice try, though.
That was a two-pointer, guys.
Good try, Scrabe.
Oh, I hate this game so much.
It was a good run, man.
Literally every city that I named after wasn't even close.
It was pretty funny. You named like 10 in a row there, and none of them were on the list. And every one of them was kind of solid, you know, big cities. Atlanta's not on there. Kansas City's not good enough. Oakland.
Vegas.
Vegas didn't make
Minneapolis.
Nallens.
Detroit.
Nallens.
Cleveland. These are some of the ones that are not on that
top 20 list. I thought about Cleveland.
Cincinnati's way down the list. Pittsburgh's 68th. Like, I mean, that's kind of...
I thought Pittsburgh was bigger than
that. How about St. Louis, 76th?
Didn't even think about St. Louis.
So, all right, there we go. The Fantabulous Game Show's in the books. Gwen and Chris is back. Your chance to play trivia. Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.